Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I am with Reverend James Giles of Buffalo Peacemakers. And first off, we've had four shootings in 4 days in the city of Buffalo. How concerning is that to you?
So it's deeply concerning, not just the last 4 days, Tom. I'm deeply concerned over the last 2 months, in particular June and July, and we're rolling right into August. Last month, we had 15 shootings before the 5th of July. And so we're real concerned when we see that type of spike that happens in the community. And this is what we would consider an irregular spike. We're accustomed to having spikes and shootings in Buffalo as the summer approaches, but not to this level. So, and one of the things that's happening around this particular issue, though there are many factors that cause, that happens in inner cities across this country that contribute to the culture that picks up a gun or picks up a weapon to solve their disputes, solve their issues with each other. There are many factors in that, but around this particular one, is the fact that we have so many guns on our city streets. So when I talk about that, I'm talking about the accessibility. So now when I get angry, or when I get frustrated, or when I get agitated, or when I get oppressed by somebody, and or something is happening that I don't like, my immediate remedy, this is in the subculture, not in society, my immediate remedy for that is for me to pick up a weapon and go find that guy, find that cat that I had an issue with, find that cat I had some problems with, and take his life. And so, and they're doing that with these guns that are available, so they're carrying them. So now you got an increased number of people carrying guns because of this spike. So it's kind of steamrolling. Because now everybody's carrying one because nobody wants to be caught without one, particularly if they got issues with other people like we have. And so, and there's a number of reasons, you know, there are domestic things that are happening in the community that that some of this stuff is due to domestic violence. When I call this the domestic violence, I mean what I call associative violence. These are people I know, people that I interact with, so those guys are shooting. We're seeing an uptick in gang activity now, that the gangs themselves have come out. You know, so one guy got shot, then now another guy got shot, and it's connected and interconnected. So you got about 30-40% of that stuff going on. You got spontaneous things that are erupting because of agitation, you know, showing up at parties, showing up at other congregational places in these spaces, you know, pushing that element. And one of the reasons, and the COVID impact on this, in my opinion, is that a lot of that stuff that's happening at parties and other large gatherings, and we've had a number of those type of shootings over the last month and a half, is that generally, those individuals would have had some negative energy release. You know, it would have been on a basketball court. It would have been, you know, at another party, or they wouldn't have been to the club. There are spaces and places where they're able to release this negative energy. But, you know, after the protest, it kind of gave everybody liberty to come out and come out in massive ways. And now you've got all this negative energy circulating, and where people, anytime you have a car accident and the guy gets mad and now he want to come back and shoot individual, that's how one of the girls got shot. Anytime you have that kind of element floating in the community, and again, I can't emphasize this enough, a lot of this, the root of all of this is that access to weapons, access to guns in our community. Everybody's carrying them, and the truth of the matter is they don't have a, they shouldn't have a right to carry them because they're illegal. And I'm not talking to, this is not against individuals that have a right to carry a firearm and have done their due diligence. Those individuals take target practice. We've had 35 shooting people injuries in July, and nine of which, you know, were not even targets, you know, because of these gun trafficking coming into our communities, particularly out of Ohio, out of Virginia, out of Georgia, and some out of Florida. You know, got all these guns flooding into this community, and when you send these communities in a strained community like inner cities are, in an oppressed community like inner cities are, in a deprived community like inner cities are, you're going to have this element of individual shooting. They're going to use these weapons. And that's the unfortunate part of it, you know. But in terms of just shooting in general, you know, this is not something that we really can casually wrap our arms around. It's going to take a huge collective impact on the part of every element and every strata of society. So not just the anti-violence groups, you know, and we're doing the best we can to kind of interrupt some of this violence, and we have been successful in trying to interrupt gang violence. Gang violence is much more easy to interrupt, because you know who the players are, you know why they're shooting, then this spontaneous violence that we're happening, you know, this some of this drive-by stuff, something that happened as a spontaneous, or something new that happened. You know, this happened, just happened, and now this guy mad at this guy, or this group mad at this group. So that's, it's hard to wrap your arms around that. And unfortunately, Buffalo has experienced this in a huge way. So that's why we're having all these shootings. And they're not getting ready to stop. Tom, until we figure out how can we slow down or interrupt the gun trafficking. Because if there be no guns, you know, if the guy that had the accident didn't have access to a gun, he wouldn't pull it out and fire on a person and hit an innocent person because she was a passenger, the girl. So that's, those kind of things would not happen. My thing is, if anything is going to be done, it's because we're going to be able to get Congress around repealing the Tyrod Amendment, which allows the ATF to kind of release information that they can determine what the patterns are, and they can kind of trace crime guns, and they can get that information to people. So it's until we do that, until we collectively begin to address that, then we're going to have this kind of shooting in our community. That's unfortunate.
How do we put a stop to the gun trafficking from the likes of Ohio and bordering states?
So the states and the county attorneys have something available to them, particularly in New York State. And this is a law that says that they will provide money coming out of the Department of Justice, money for interdiction strategies, which will allow the attorneys, the county attorneys that are over here in New York State. And New York State has some of the toughest laws, gun laws, in the country. So you're not going to get these guns in New York State. We're not manufacturing. We're not producing them. So what happened? Those other very relaxed gun legislation in those other states. So what they do, they're predatory states that provide the guns and send them over to those states that have these strict laws. And so, but they're allowing them to purchase the guns illegally. And so we're talking about illegal firearms on the streets of the city of Buffalo, on the streets of Rochester, on the streets of in Monroe County, on the streets of Syracuse, and on the streets of these cities that are in New York State. So the only way we is to develop a strategy around getting, we got to get our people elected. I got to get our people to go out and vote. We got to get people in Congress that's going to vote to repeal the Tyrod Amendment, number one. This is the thing that restricts the American Tobacco and Firearms, restricts them from releasing the individual in their trace database. So those are the kind of things that's going to help. And in terms of the interdiction strategies, when you get attorneys, it empowers attorneys from Erie County. Our attorney, like Don Flynn, it empowers him to begin to coordinate and strategize with other individuals than other counties, like over in Ohio and over in those other places within other states, to develop a scheme and a strategy to begin to not only identify those individuals that are over there illegally by looking at license tag plates, you know, but developing a plan of action of how to interrupt that, how to slow that down, how to stop those individuals purchasing these guns legally over there in that state and then illegally bringing them to this state. That's going to be one of the ways to stop that and begin. Those are what we call interdiction strategies, working with different law enforcement departments, where you're working with the FBI, you're working with the state police, you're working with the county sheriffs in different states, and they're collectively working together to eliminate a problem that's happening because of our relationship state to state.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.